Yes. I'm not appealing for any reason except that we are over 65, and they were supposed to freeze it, but because of a TIF agreement that they have with Branson or something, I got a letter from you guys, and they did not freeze mine, and I'm objecting to that.
Okay.
Because we are, in fact, we're over 70.
Well, okay, with respect to the only thing that we're dealing with here, and we're a citizen board that is takes appeals from the assessor's valuations in cases. In this particular case, your classification hasn't changed. It stayed the same. Your valuation hasn't changed from 24 to 25. It may have even dropped. I'm not. We're trying to figure that out, but it has not gone up. Okay, so the valuation part of it, as long as that is accurate, then we don't really have anything that we can affect on appeal. The TIF district is something that the county may collect it for that district and distribute it to the TIF district, but they don't. We don't have any control over the TIF district. Or what their tax or
which impact?
No, this is correct. One or two.
$300, which is 10% basically.
But here, yeah, this is what it
was. $2,400.
There's no change.
$2,397,
from
something
previous.
Like that.
So,
it went up to $27.
This is
$2,400. So it did go up. It was
before.
Frozen as of 2024. And Mona Cove
I know
is the one
out, but I don't know what the deal
actually
is.
Contacted my senator
I know,
here in the state of Missouri, and he got a hold of Mona, and Mona contacted
that.
Me
yeah.
and told me to come before the board.
Okay.
So she's the one who told me to come before the board.
She said her card shows an
I know the impact notices are all different, but in my system right now, I'm locked out, of course, in 25. It shows zero change.
Okay.
So
we think your impact notice was wrong. We have verified with the assessor's office that in her system there is no change from this year. So I'm not sure what if the TIF district amount did not change. Then
Susan,
go ahead.
Yeah.
So when I do pull up that.
Does the PL look different?
The PR card looks different.
Yeah. Let me look at it.
We're talking about it right now. We're trying to figure this out.
Okay.
That's
so
the
it
why.
Shows,
it is, but.
It shows 44,840 was what it's.
We
right
agree with you.
Years.
If the TIF district amount did not change, then nothing should have changed from last year.
I would,
right.
On a value.
And it did. It went up to $2,700.
Whatever it says on the PL.
44,840.
That's what it said. It went from 2,400 to 2,700.
Yeah, 44,840.
Yeah, they've had some issues when stuff some stuff went out. It's not yours. Is not the only case, but
okay.
Okay.
So that one. So it is incorrect on the.
The impact notice is incorrect.
The impact notice was incorrect, as was the.
There's two impact notices that they it generated, but.
Okay, for purposes of clarification and the taxpayer, can we just...
We're going to go with what it was in 24 per the P-Val, because that's
what...
What
was the assessed value in 20...
44,840.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. This says 250.
No, this number over here, the last number.
Oh, okay, well, we...
Well, and that changes
we need to make
that,
this in terms of the appraised value.
So that would be... Hold on.
What was the appraised value last year?
The appraised on that was 236 even.
236, that's correct.
Okay.
Huh? On her 24.
Okay.
It shows the landing TIF?
It shows the landing TIF?
Yes.
Okay, that's not affected by us.
No, but I think that's her.
Is the TIF going up?
It doesn't go up. I mean, it's based on sales tax.
Okay. All right. As long as you, we're going to, I think what I'm going to do is make a motion to keep your appraised value at $236,000, and if there's some change in the TIF, that has nothing to do with the assessor's office, if there's anything on there. Okay?
So will I get a new postcard showing what my new assessment is, that it's going to stay the same, or anything?
You will get a decision from the BOE indicating that your appraised value on your property will be the same as 2024, which is $236,000.
And that should go for 2 years. She should be good in next year, too.
It should also be good also for next year as well. So, and then, but I'm assuming, guys, that the TIF, unless there's been some mistake on the postcard on the TIF, it should stay the same.
That's the way I
understand it. It doesn't.
Do you want to table it until Olga can come?
I think Mona got a call from a senator. I don't think she has any. I mean, I may be wrong, but I mean, is there something that she can provide us on the TIF? I mean, because we don't have any jurisdiction over the TIF, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
That's a taxing levy.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to do what we can do as a citizen board for you, and that is we're going to put your value for 2025, your appraised value, at
$236,000.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion that we fix the appraised value at $236,000, which is the same as 2024.
Second.
Second. So I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We've done what we can do. We don't know that we can help you with the TIF if something changes there, but we think that should stay the same. Okay?
Okay. So all right. I don't need to show up this afternoon?
You don't need to show up this afternoon. We just wanted, that's why we were trying to take you up a little early to see if we could get this resolved. But we have done what we can do, and that is you are, the impact notice was incorrect, so we understand why you appealed. But on the TIF, we don't know if we have any kind of jurisdiction over that. We don't know that. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let me try to call BOE 59 again. Yes, Dennis. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know you have you scheduled this afternoon, but we're hoping we might be able to take you up a little early. Is now a good time?
No problem. Go for it.
Okay. Dennis, is this the only property you guys own down here in Taney County?
Yeah.
Okay. And you occasionally put it in a nightly rental program?
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis, what we've been doing is if you have one property in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program, we classify the first one as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you acquire any other properties that you use in a nightly rental program, they would be 100% commercial. Knowing that, is that what you're looking for, is the mixed use classification?
Yes, that sounds great.
All right, I would make a motion on BOE 59 that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Do I have a second? Got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you for owning in Taney County. You'll get a decision out in a couple of days.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. And then I'm going to skip the OM for a second. I'm going to go back down to BOE 42.
Okay.
Looks like a teleconference. Is that land?
It's actually a residence.
It's a residence?
Yep. And it's been classified as commercial, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, they got it in a nightly rental program or something?
I don't know.
Is it a classification?
Rents out, wouldn't you?
It's BOE 42.
It is classification.
All right. Maybe they've got a little fishing cabin down there or something.
Hang on a second. Which?
It's Mark Davis.
Where's the number? 59?
It says David Mark Davis.
Page 7.
Oh, David Mark Davis.
Yeah. Is it some sort of little fishing cabin down at Cassia Mills or something? Or where is it?
I think it's got acreage limit.
Oh, I think he's at Cassia Mills. Never mind. Okay, it's somewhere else. Yeah, that doesn't look like a...
property change report, I guess.
Personal home.
Mm-hmm. So we have this down as a nightly rental. Let me see what.
It's my personal home. It's a classification.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. If he's living there and he has his stuff there, that makes him a bed and breakfast, which makes him 100% residential.
It could be, yes.
But it's showing 100% commercial.
It is right now because I think they all got confused on what he was going for.
Okay,
did
so...
Did this one come up for us a couple years ago? I think it did.
I don't know.
But yes, he has land.
Oh, so our guys went out to check it again, and it says aggressive owner unable to take updated photos. Owner threatened to shoot the appraiser. That was on 8/21 of 24.
Is this the one that's got a current criminal charge?
I don't know.
No, that's a different one. I'm thinking of a process server case.
He's not coming in person, is he?
You're good. Well, I mean, if you threaten to shoot somebody, you can generally get a criminal charge out of it.
I say call and see what his class.
All right.
But I don't show that he owns any other property. At least not in Missouri or Taney County. Morning, Tim.
If Dan could come down to the room, please.
80 from 80.
Yes, Mr. Davis, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know you're on the docket this afternoon, but we're hoping we might be able to take this up a little earlier.
What is this about?
Did you make an appeal to the Taney County Board of Equalization?
No, sure did not.
Okay, well, I apologize. Maybe I've got... You're not Mark Davis?
No.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I got the wrong number then. Sorry. Okay, thank you. Guess I dialed the wrong number. Okay.
Tim Davis is here, so you're going to contact him to Timber Point. So if you want to pull that file and.
Hey, still playing number.
Well,
okay, so
sorry.
This is 901-800-6.
I'm looking at it.
Okay. I apologize. Same number. I guess we have a wrong number. Thank you.
Boy, it's hard to read on the... Is it a 4 instead of a 9?
Okay, it looks like the last one might be 6-5.
You see the top one?
I think it's...
No, I'm looking at the screen over there.
Yeah, it looks like there's 6-0-0-5.
I think it's 6-5 instead of 0. Yeah, let me try that.
Thank you.